Sades. The Templars increasingly moved away from the religious beliefs and practices of the Church. The philosophy and way of life, which they had maintained in secret right from the outset, slowly came to light. Rumors of their deviant lifestyles spread. The perversions going on in the private castles in which the Templars shut themselves for their secret ceremonies made both the people and all the kings of Europe, especially the King of France, most uneasy. The new Pope was now certain that this group, over which he was unable to establish any authority, lived an irreligious life and needed to be eliminated. In October 1307, King Philip of France and Pope Clement V decided to arrest the Knights Templar. Some members of the order were thrown into prison. Others were executed. One of those executed was Grand Master Jacques de Molay. Under a decree by Pope Clement V and the King of France, published on March 22, 1312, the Templars were declared to be dissolved, and the order was erased from the official records. Those members of the order who were caught made frightening confessions during 5 years of interrogations. It emerged from these confessions that the Templars entirely rejected God and the theistic religions, and that they were devoted to the perversion of devil worship, these days known as Satanism. They worshipped a goat-headed figure by the name of Baphomet, regarded as the source of evil and black magic. The order had continued its devil-worshipping ceremonies in the greatest secrecy for hundreds of years. Furthermore, disrespect for religious symbols regarded as sacred by all Christians had become a ritual element of those ceremonies. The last person to preside over these ceremonies was Grand Master Jacques de Molay. The churches constructed by the Templars were evidence of the pagan relief they had adopted. This is Roslyn Chapel, near Edinburgh, one of the Templar churches. Pagan motifs reflecting pagan beliefs are carved all over it. The Templar seal in one corner of the chapel, the same figure of two knights on one horse. A representation of the devilish figure Baphomet, and other mystical symbols denoting pagan beliefs. These symbols would later appear in Masonic lodges. The following words about Roslyn Chapel appeared in Mimar Sinan, the magazine for members of Turkish Masonic lodges. There are so many pagan decorative elements inside the chapel that in his memoirs about the baptism he performed of the Baron of Roslyn in 1589, a priest complained, "Because the chapel is filled with pagan idols, there is no place appropriate to administer the sacrament." In August 31, 1592, as a result of pressure exerted on Baron Oliver St. Clair of Roslyn, the chapel's pagan-style altar was destroyed.